This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Confrontation in a Florida prison and a disgraced former sports doctor is wounded. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Larry Nassar is said to be in stable condition after being stabbed several times by another inmate at the federal prison in Coleman, Florida. He is serving a 175-year prison sentence after admitting he sexually assaulted female athletes at Michigan State University and at Indianapolis-based USA Gymnastics, including Olympic medalist.
Overseas, London correspondent Vicky Barker has more on President Biden's meeting today with King Charles.
The president stood with his hand on his heart as the Welsh Guards played the national anthem. King Charles standing at attention by his side. The body language of the two men was relaxed. They see eye to eye on climate and were meeting with philanthropists and investors about combating climate change.
Next stop for Mr. Biden, a NATO summit in Lithuania.
As world leaders gather in Vilnius, Lithuania's government says it's been hit by a wave of cyber attacks. Denial of service attacks designed, it says, to overwhelm the internet there. They've targeted government websites, tourism, and public transportation sites, basic services, the government says, that are needed for visitors.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick. People in many parts of the Northeast are cleaning up and drying out after a day of torrential rain caused flooding and is blamed for at least one death. CBS's Errol Barnett is in West Point, New York.
Behind me, you can still hear the sound of the water rushing down this cliff. Below where we are, earth-moving machines trying to clean things up. Governor Kathy Hochul has already issued a state of emergency for this and other counties. Truly, the water moved so swiftly last night, it instantly turned roads into rivers.
There have been hundreds of flight cancellations today in the Northeast. It's only going to get hotter in parts of the Southwest. In Arizona, KPHO-TV's Holly Box says today will be the 10th straight day temperatures top 110.
A very hot week ahead, 111 Monday and Tuesday, 113 Wednesday, and there's that warm-up, 116 Friday and into Saturday.
There's a manhunt in northwest Pennsylvania for a murder suspect who used bed sheets to escape from jail. State Police Lieutenant George Bivens is leading the hunt for Michael Burham.
We do consider Burham to be armed and dangerous. We ask that anyone who thinks they may see him not approach him.
Experts have begun a dig in central Nebraska in a field to try to find the bodies of more than 80 children who were buried at a Native American boarding school that closed in 1931. Wall Street, the Dow is up 124. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Guska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says drivers need to slow down. Last year, 118 people were killed by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed earlier this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injures someone else in a crash. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million, or about a quarter of the city's budget, for road repairs. The council is expected to take action on the measure at tomorrow night's meeting. And today will be hot, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across northwestern Wisconsin. There is a chance of severe weather later this afternoon and evening across most of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold. I just like
non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouth feel.
La-di-da, la-di-da,
la-la. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere, our producer extraordinaire. And coming up this hour at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Carol Kane. We're very excited to announce that on Fridays, once I leave for maternity leave, this fall, she is going to join Jane, and they're going to have a lot of fun on Fridays. And so she's going to, now that that cat's out of the bag, she's going to be joining us at 11:30 to talk more about her and her career as a radio person in Southeast Wisconsin. But right now, you may, if you followed the news closely, may have remembered reading about a month ago that Keep Our Republic, a bipartisan group founded in 2020 to shore up confidence in U.S. elections, announced the launch of its Wisconsin chapter. And so here to tell us more about the organization, what the focus is, how it differs from other small D democracy campaigns is Ari Mittleman, who serves as the executive director of Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Ari?
I'm good. Everything's up there.
Things are also good here. And then we're also joined by Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and served from 2003 to 2011. And she also sits on Wisconsin's Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Barbara?
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So I guess, Ari, we'll start with you. If you could, since you're the executive director, could you start with just a further description than what I just laid out as far as what Keep Our Republic is?
Sure thing, and congratulations in advance on the little one.
Thank you.
3-year-old. So Keep Our Republic, as you mentioned, came about in the spring of 2020. At the time, it was just ad hoc on Zoom screens, elder statesmen from both parties who had seen the civil unrest of 68 and the corruption of Watergate and the church committee, and really thinking, like, how does one administer an election, regardless of who was in the White House at the time? How are we going to administer an election in a global pandemic? We just knew that we were sailing into quite the hurricane. I don't think anyone at the time knew how tumultuous it was going to be. And what we realized, number one, is we had to incorporate, and we did, and we're a 501c3. Number two, the post-election period, meaning from election night onward through the Electoral College, and then as the world saw and learned what happens with the certification in Congress, it's just a period of time that I think folks have taken for granted and throughout America's history and generally have not examined and studied the weaknesses and pressure points.
So this is something that
we have been up to. And every state is, you know, somewhat nuanced in how they they canvass the votes, so they certify the votes. Presidential elections have pretty strict guidelines, guardrails, if you will, of when the Electoral College should meet. But in that period in between, there's differences between the states, and that's where we come in.
And that's so interesting because this started before the election was over. This started just, there's so many that I think popped up post 2020 election because of the election denialism and everything. But this was something that you guys saw the writing on the wall even before knowing just what was going to happen with having the election during COVID.
Well, I would encourage your audience, if they have a bit of time, the word that comes to mind is eerie. I just checked it out before we got on. But we did a lot of programming in the weeks leading up to the November 2020 election. And the last program we did was with several hundred attorneys from across Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Bar Institute. And it was Governor Ridge and Tom Ridge, former DHS secretary, and others literally just walking the participants through the calendar. And one of the last sections of that walkthrough was they said, and then there's January 6th, and it's fairly pro forma, and this is what happens. And the whole world saw what happened.
That is very true. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved?
That event was Wednesday before Election Day.
Wow. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved with Keep Our Republic?
By invitation from our Wisconsin chair, Kathy Bernier, who is a former Republican state senator, but also a former village or town clerk or county clerk.
Yeah.
Who had the courage to stand up to her colleagues who were election deniers and wanting to put forward false voters, electoral voters after the 2020 election. And so she and the national group were cobbling together a bipartisan group of former elected officials who really understand the risk that we're under and who are willing to forge a shared agenda as we work across the state to try to restore confidence in our system. We suffered in Wisconsin a legislature, a Republican-led investigation that went on for years and millions of dollars of taxpayer money spinning out all sorts of false information and undermining public confidence. And of course, yeah. Keep Our Republic wants everybody to know that that we are a nonpartisan group absolutely determined to protect these institutions of our democracy and make sure that every eligible voter really has a chance to vote. We've had a lot of challenges to that in Wisconsin, that their vote will count and that the electoral vote will stand. But we, as we look at the most vulnerable places across the state where election officials have had threats, et cetera, we need to do a big public education project and engage people in ensuring that their system is both protected and that people have confidence in it.
And we're talking to Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor, and she also sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, and Ari Mittleman, who serves as the Executive Director for Keep Our Republic. And you said the bipartisan group, because it's a nonpartisan organization, but Tommy Thompson is sitting on this advisory council, Bill McCosian, who's been on our show before, David Bowen, who's a Democrat from Milwaukee. And so what has it been like? Like, what was it like to kind of get that group together, and how has it been? I guess no one's currently serving, I don't think. You could correct
no,
me.
No, and
wrong.
Nor should
Everyone's,
they be.
Yeah, and so how has that been as far as, does it feel very easy, or is there conflict that comes up with that?
Well, we haven't been gathered for that long to find out. We have a retreat coming up. We've had some meetings on phone and some education sessions for us. But what I find is that everybody is focused on the same goal, which is to ensure that Wisconsin has free and fair elections and that our state voters all feel confident in that. And we all know the risks that are coming because we've watched them unfold here. I mean, this is a pretty
it's frightening to me. It's unnerving. Right now, our the head of our Wisconsin Election Commission, who is hired by a bipartisan group in equal number, you know, it was designed in our constitution or in, by law to be a dysfunctional group in that sense. but they unanimously named her as the director of the Election Commission a few years ago, and now she's up to be renominated or to be rehired, and there's a great deal of controversy around that because the state Senate is upset that she's done her job so well. She has the confidence of all of the town and village and county clerks across the state, and she has really gained national recognition for the quality and the integrity of her work. But we're in a moment of crisis one more time. So the work of Keep Our Republic, we're so glad they decided to focus on Wisconsin. It's essential.
And so, Ari, speaking so with Keep Our Republic.
I would just add to that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that much to our surprise, very similarly in Pennsylvania, the work has attracted disproportionately, I'd say 60-40, those who were appointed or who were elected as Republicans, meaning retired federal judges, retired U.S. attorneys, and I mean even the retired former Republican governor Tom Corbett is chairing our efforts, and every week is quite active. And I think to a person, what I've heard as we're building out these tremendous volunteer advisory councils, and advisory councils maybe is a misnomer. I mean really working groups and folks ready to roll up their sleeves and just help with this bipartisan civic education, is that the folks have said, we just need to lower the temperature. You know, right. 2020, we had never seen anything like this. There's just so much misinformation. There's distrust. You know, our communities are being ripped apart at the seams going into these tribal camps. And
Ari, we need to model that kind of dialogue, right? And that's one of the
deep
public values of Keep Our Republic, is that we have people who haven't agreed on much before who are modeling a very determined and cooperative dialogue about how we can set things aright.
And that's actually what I'd love. We're coming up against a break right now, but when we come back, I would love to hear more about what is planned, what Keep Our Republic has planned in Wisconsin ahead of 2024. Which is coming, which is barreling at us very, very quickly. And I know that there's some seminars that are going to be happening. We'd love to talk more about that. Our guests this half hour are Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic and was Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor from 2003 to 2011, and Ari Middleman, who is the Executive Director of Keep Our Republic. If you have any questions for either of them about Keep Our Republic or the 2024 election, feel free to shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny and 91. Showers and storms likely tonight, a strong storm possible, lows around 53. Sunshine with a high near 77 on your Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 56. Right now, it's 80.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, along with Ari Middleman, who is the executive director of Keep Our Republic, which is a nonpartisan civic action organization dedicated to protecting our laws and strengthening the checks and balances in our electoral system. So, Ari, coming up, obviously, we are barreling towards our 2024 election. And I would say, living in Wisconsin right now, there's feelings like it could be contentious again, but we did get through 2022 without a lot of fanfare. But I guess, what are some of the activities and what's planned as far as from Keep Our Republic to try to make 2024 go smoothly?
Well, you are correct. I'm one of those weird people in Washington that has a countdown, and we are less than 485 days, 483 to be exact. I do think that Wisconsin will be ground zero. I mean, 21,000 votes is not a lot.
Nope.
And I say that as a proud Pennsylvanian, and we could argue what the Keystone State is. But no, we're going to be ramping up as early as just 2 weeks from now, on July 31st,
wow,
up in Chippewa County and the two adjacent counties up in the northwest corner of Wisconsin, an evening kickoff of what we're calling a community engagement educational seminars. We have the clerks from the county coming out. We have the sheriffs from the county coming out. And generally just kind of civic leaders, not necessarily folks who are political, but folks who are active in the community, be them in their congregations, and VFWs, et cetera, in the legal community. Once again, the name of the game is really educating folks about what happens to your ballot after you do your part by casting it on election day. I'll tell you a very quick story. I seem to mention this almost every day because I think it just illustrates our point. We were up in La Crosse, Wisconsin in February, quietly doing some fact finding and building out this great Wisconsin Advisory Council. And I won't say who, but someone is I think, very prominent in Wisconsin politics, no longer serves in office. He said, you know, until we sat down today, I knew how to get my people out to the polls. I knew where our election night party was going to be, and I knew which supporters I was going to bust to Madison. I never stopped and thought about what happens around Thanksgiving with the counting and the certification of my ballot.
Mm.
And as someone at that level of political prominence who had devoted a good chunk of his professional career to being in public life, I never stopped and thought about it than I think the average Wisconsin resident hasn't. And we just need to trust the process and really build trust in that process.
Well, that's actually, as someone who was an elected official, Barbara, had you thought much about it? Like, was it something that you were familiar with?
Unfortunately, yes. When I do a lot of mentoring, and as I will tell someone who is shocked by something they learn, just when you think you've lost your innocence, you'll find there's more to lose. And I lost innocence in terms of understanding that in my first run for office, which I lost, but there were some disturbing irregularities in the vote count and in delay of getting the ballots to the center place where they were going to be counted. So unfortunately, yes. I think this event in northwestern Wisconsin in Chippewa County is a really interesting and important launch. It's the home area of our chair of the Wisconsin Council, but it's also an area that is in the Minnesota media market. And this is one of the challenges that we have in Wisconsin, is that there are large portions of the population over there up in the Marinette area, they're in the Michigan market, down in Rockford, they're in the Chicago market, that to find a way to really help the residents of that area understand what's afoot and how to feel like they're in Wisconsin and have a responsibility alongside us to make this all work.
That's so interesting, because I actually last week I had posted a video asking people what they wanted to hear about. And it was kind of surprising how many comments I got from people exactly in those districts that you were talking about.
Oh,
that
really?
Say, we don't get local news here.
Right.
Like getting our stories and hearing what's happening in Madison, like they have to go to social media because they're, I mean,
it goes beyond there. I think there's 12 or 14 or something dailies that are owned by Gannett. And so they're the majority USA today, but not very much local. So we have a media challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess in the couple minutes we have left, this is for both of you. If people want to get involved, if people want to learn more, where would you direct them as far as what they can do when it comes to the organizing that Keep Our Republic is doing in Wisconsin?
To the website.
Okay.
Keep Our Republic.
Yeah, definitely go to keepourrepublic.com or .org. I always have to point out that's two or it's our with an R and then republic with an R. So there's two R's in the middle. Keepourrepublic.org.
Two R's in the middle. Perfect. Yeah. And then I guess on a more hopeful note, what have either of you seen firsthand work as far as people who have their skepticism about what happened in 2020 and what kind of information, if they get access to it, makes them start to trust elections again?
When they get information from a neighbor or a friend or somebody that they know and trust. And so that's why this kind of work and the outreach that we're doing with the state council, and like in Chippewa Falls, and we'll be designing where else we'll be going in the state, is so critical to kind of put this in the hands of the people in the community and let them do their magic for us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you both so much for spending time with us today. This is so important. And, like we said, Wisconsin, or maybe sometimes Pennsylvania, is ground zero, but the show is called As Goes Wisconsin. So we're going to say Wisconsin, Ari. But thank you so much.
Inspired to be it, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back. Carol Kane is going to be here and we're going to have some fun. Her, Jane, and I talking about a little preview of what's to come Fridays this fall when she joins As Goes Wisconsin to pick around some fun topics. And, we're going to end the Monday that way. Sounds good. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. Come together.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The day after a day of deadly flooding in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul hails first responders.
They put their training to use. They did not think about their own safety. They literally went up to cars that were swirling at risk of being washed away, and they knocked and they made sure someone was safe.
Flooding causing issues throughout much of the Northeast. A man convicted of sexually abusing young female athletes has had a prison run-in, as we hear from CBS's Anne Marie Green.
Multiple sources confirmed to CBS News that sports doctor Larry Nassar has been stabbed in prison in Florida. Nassar is said to be in stable condition.
Well, CBS's Vicky Barker in London with more on President Biden's visit with King Charles.
The two shook hands, then stood side by side for the royal salute, then walked slowly among the rows of guards in their scarlet tunics and bearskin hats, reviewing the troops.
Next for Mr. Biden, a NATO summit. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that reckless driving is on the rise in the state. Last year, 118 people were killed by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed earlier this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injures someone else in a crash. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million, or about a quarter of the city's budget for road repairs. The council is expected to take action on the measure at tomorrow night's meeting. And today will be hot, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across western Wisconsin. There is a chance of severe weather later this afternoon and evening across most of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I have talent, well, no.
Welcome back to Asgo, Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are joined by another Southeast Wisconsin radio legend, Carol Kane.
Hi.
How are you doing, friend?
How are you, ladies? You look great.
You know, we're it's a Monday. We're here. We're on the other end of the show right now. But we're doing well. How are you doing?
Right now, I am completely addicted to Lost on Prime. Did you ever watch Lost?
I never got into Lost. Jane, you did?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's the best. It's the best. I have spent 3 days on my recliner doing nothing but one after the other after the other. And I had no idea about the beefcake that was on that show. Look at Jane. See? Am I wrong?
Josh Holloway. Which one? Josh Holloway is one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen.
Oh, yikes. Beyond belief, my poor husband sits here on the couch, and every time he comes on the TV, I go, wow. He is something. And he's like, what am I? And I go, right now, you're chopped liver, my friend.
Wasn't he kind of the bad guy, though? Or wasn't he? He was like the bad boy of that show, if I remember correctly.
The bad boy.
Yes.
He has his moments. But anyhow,
an anti-hero.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's what I've been doing for the past few days. I know it's beautiful outside. I should get outside, but I can't.
You've earned it. Do what you want, Carol.
You know what? First of all, let me just take the time, Kristen, to say congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And here's what I'm going to tell you as a mom of two children. Your life is going to change, but it's going to be for the best. You're going to have the best time.
I'm very excited. I feel like the benefit of being in your mid-30s when you have a kid is you have a lot of friends who've already had kids. And so there's a little bit more of like, I don't think anything totally prepares you. And no matter how many people tell you it's hard, you go through it and you're like, oh yeah, it's hard. They weren't lying. I am very excited. And so, I think Mike's excited too. Yeah. But
I can't imagine. I mean, my kids are 34 and 30 right now. So it's been a while since I've done this, but as I've progressed through this and been their mom, it's so great for them to get to this point where like my daughter is my best traveling companion. She's the best. And we go out and we have the best time. And so, So much congratulation for you and Michael. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And thank you also for being willing to step up and step in, because we're so excited that the cat's out of the bag. And on Friday in Milwaukee Business Journal, they wrote a little article about how the fact that come Fridays this fall, you and Jane are going to have some fun on this show.
And you know what? It's so disappointing that I get to work with Jane because I really don't like her.
We have to fake it really hard. We gotta really keep our personal feelings out of it and just pretend that we get along, Carol.
You know, relationships, it's just for the sake of the show.
Exactly.
We'll fake it.
Exactly. Oh, we take one for the team, but I'm so thrilled. I just love Janie so much, and she knows how much I adore her. And we've been, Jane, it's been 40 years, I think, that we've been friends, right?
Just about. It has to be close to,
I was going to ask that because you were on separate stations.
Yeah.
And so you guys came up at the same time, but separate stations. And so there wasn't a rivalry at all.
Well, there was on air, Jane. I mean, we were always always
competitors
when we were supposed to beat one another for sure.
Yeah.
When it came to the numbers, but the minute I met Jane, and she knows this story so very, very well. We were in a celebrity fashion show at the Wisconsin Club, and we did our little dog and pony show. Both of us, we were representing our different stations. And at the end, Jane looked at me and she goes, "Hey, would you be interested in catching a cocktail someplace?" And I said, "Yes, I would." And we went down to this dive bar on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And I remember I came home and I said to my husband, I said, "I just spent the night with Jane Matinere and I have made a friend for life." Oh. I knew immediately. And she has seen me through some of the worst moments of my life. And I hope to think that I have helped her in many different regards too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to say too that I think, Carol, when we first met and started talking that night, we have so many similarities in life just because we're both from big families. We both have almost the same number of boys and girls. There are just a lot of things that we had in common to establish our friendship. And so, and we've never talked. We used to laugh about this because Carol and I would get together, not, you know, weekly or monthly, but we would certainly get together for drinks and we would laugh about how much our partners, our respective partners on our different stations were worried about us trading insider secrets about what's going on at the other place. And it's like, we never talked about that. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
No, it never. No, we never talked. We just never talked about it just because of the fact that we had so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And I went to Jane's wedding. I was so grateful that she invited me to that. And I know Paul, and I just, yeah, I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun.
It's also so interesting because the first time the three of us were in a room together was at a different station. I was filling in, and Carol, you and I were co-hosting for a day, and Jane came in and did the news. And I remember being in that soundproof booth. And I think the topic is actually interesting. And maybe we'll have to revisit this topic. Maybe I'll do a guest appearance on my own maternity leave. Because I remember it came up of who's harder on women, other women or men. And you both were convinced that other women are harder on women. And I was pretty adamant. And so it started being a generational thing. But then just like, I think you two have seen, it is a generational thing. And Jane and I talk about this a lot as far as how male dominated radio is and how much you, I mean, especially with, this has been both of your entire careers is spending it in radio and having to, shall we say, put up with a fair amount of stuff.
Navigate.
Navigate. That's maybe a better word. That's a more diplomatic word, Jane. And so it's been interesting that that was eye-opening for me as, you know, my kind of first forward, like, into radio was that day and hearing you guys talk about it. And so it's like, has that been a bonding like a part of your guys's friendship of just like dealing with some of the BS?
I would say probably. Yeah. Even though I do think women are harder on women when it comes to certain things, I think this business is tough without a doubt. And of course, recent history that everybody knows about now. But the thing is that I think that the industry treats aging men, particularly men, way different than women. I think women still, unfortunately, are disposable. Mm. I hate to say it, but I do think that that's the case.
And easily replaceable.
Yes, exactly. So I hope that at some point in time that changes. I'm 64 years old, so I'll probably be dead by the time that it does. But, you know, at least somebody come over and do a novena over my grave and go, hey, it happened. Jane, I think you would agree with me, right?
Absolutely. And I just have to laugh when I think about when I left my prior employer and some of my male colleagues asked me, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking the wrong person. I've got the phone numbers of a bunch of guys you could probably call. And well, do you think it's going to change? And again, I said, I'm not the right person to ask. There are people higher above in the food chain who make those decisions. And I've known lots of talented people, Carol, who just didn't last.
Well, yes. And let me just say this. At my last radio station, which I'm still filling in, so I'm filling in all over the place. I'm kind of a free agent. I loved the man I was working with. Absolutely adored him. And I think he's a quality man, and I will miss working with him as long. And I'm just going to say that I will miss him, but, you know, I'll do fill-ins for you. I'll do fill-ins for whatever. Basically, I'm just going to be a cheap radio, you know what, for money. Somebody wants to pay me. I'm on the wagon.
But I think that's something is how much you love radio, right? Like you love this career.
Well, I fell into it oddly, and I actually, how I got into this was, and Janie knows this story, I think, I took a Radio 101 course at the UW Whitewater. It was one credit, and somebody said, it's easy, just go. And so I had 14 credits, I needed 15 for full time, and so I did this class. And the man who was teaching it was straight out of terrestrial radio, And 2 weeks into the class, he pulled me in and he said, I want to get you started on the campus station. I want to get you started on the campus cable station. I think you could do this for a living. And I go, no. I'm going to be an English literature teacher. And he said, wow. No, you're not. No. He goes, you're going to be in radio and I'm going to make sure you get in radio. And that's how I got started in it. So I think that's one of the most important things that whenever I talk to younger people who are in college, I say, listen to the people around you because they may know more than you think you know.
Or they may see things that you don't, yeah, that you're not aware of, you know, skills, where you might be a good fit, things like that.
Right. So, I mean, it's hey, Kristen, Jane, you and I have been in it for the same time. I mean, it's been over 40 years for me. I know I look 23. Wait.
Totally.
Completely.
But it's been, I mean, I can't argue. I hold my head high. There are very few people that have had the careers that Jane and I have had. We are very lucky.
We are. There's no question.
It's also the longevity. And like, I've done this. We just had our year anniversary of this show last week. And to think about like the day in and day out and like you can't miss, like it's live radio. You can't do it later. And so the fact that both of you have the stamina that you've had to do it, and every day there's something, you got to find something to talk about and you got to get up and do it again. And so I guess on that note, because we only have a couple minutes left, what are you gals going to talk about on Fridays come this fall?
Jane?
Well, we're going to keep the first hour pretty much the same because I really like our first newsy hour. And so we'll do, you know, the good, the bad, and the did you have to do that segments. And then I think in the second segment, you know, Carol and I like to talk about lifestyle things and some wackier, lighter things. But we're still going to do interviews and have guests. And if anybody's got suggestions of what they would like Carol and I to talk about for about 3 months, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Yeah, I think that it's Jane and I are to just kind of let it flow is just the what works for us. I know in the article it was addressed about politics and things like that. And I think Jane and I are going to, unless something huge breaks, we won't talk that much about it. It's just the way that our conversation flows, I think, is going to make it the most entertaining. I always say that I think the best radio is a party that you've been invited to, but you can't attend, but you want to eavesdrop on the conversation. And so I think that's kind of what it is. I think that's kind of what it's going to be.
Well, I'm very excited. I will certainly be listening from home. But I just, as I said, I think there is such a huge opportunity for more women voices on radio because I think we talk about things in a way that you can't get anywhere else. And I think we're doing it on this show. And Carol, I'm so excited, even though I won't be here, I'm so excited that you will be here to keep doing it with Jane in my absence. And, you know, and then we'll just have to keep you coming back during 2024 once I'm back.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to put this out that, no, I'm not a good babysitter.
Let's hitch up.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny and 91. Showers and storms likely tonight, a strong storm possible, lows around 53. Sunshine with a high near 77 on your Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 56. Right now, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
When the road Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry, along with Jane Mattenair and Carol Kane. And we're so excited that Carol is going to be joining on Fridays come this fall. I think the last week of September is when, unless this kid comes way early, the last week of September is when you kick off.
Yeah, I think like the 29th or something, isn't it, Jane?
Yeah, it's the 29th. Yeah. September 29th and then through the end of December. And yeah. It's going to be a ball. And I know, Carol, you have a big, you have a lot big following on social media. Have you heard from your Facebook friends when after the article dropped on Friday on the Milwaukee Business Journal?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm so very grateful that people are. There's something that I'm not exactly sure how it happened. I think it's just because I talk about my life and talk about my family and people connected and we kind of grew up together. And it's been a wonderful emotional connection and they've been there for me and I'm there for them. I will do anything that they possibly, if they need help, I'm there. I think that resonates with people when I truly am. I'm just a normal person. I'm just regular. I'm regular Carol who has an odd job.
And you are very much yourself, Carol. And you are, I mean, you don't pull any punches. The things that you have shared about your life, you're brutal. You are.
No, I mean, it's the truth. I know. I say anything and everything. If you want to know anything, all you got to do is ask me. I'll tell you. It really doesn't matter. Because I'm just a regular, normal individual. I mean, one of the classic stories, and Jane, you know, this is me leaving my daughter at the gas station for Pete's sake.
Wait, on purpose?
No, it was a horrible thing.
And now you have to tell this story.
I thought she was in the car. She wanted to pump the gas. She wanted to pay for the gas. The door closed. I thought she was in the car. I take off. I'm at Mequon and Port Washington Road. I'm talking to her all the way down to Capitol. I'm not getting any answer. And I turn around and all is in the backseat is her stuff seal. This is what you've got to look forward to, Kristen. This is the stuff. And then all of a sudden I called my husband and all I hear is, ha, ha, ha. And I go, and screaming in the back. And I go, tell me you have our daughter. And he goes, yeah, I do. You left her at the gas station. And apparently while I was playing her Backstreet Boys, she's pounding on the trunk, screaming, mom, 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 as I'm driving away. I call that the day that Elizabeth almost got a pony. I almost got a horse. I'm like, that's it. I'm the worst mom in the world. So yeah, yeah. That's the story.
That is, and honestly, I am forgetful enough that I may have a story like that someday as well. But that was probably way before there was any cell phones or anything to immediately go, all right, I'll be right back.
It's awful. It was awful. And my husband just laughed. He thought it was hilarious. Right, Janie? You know Lou. He's just like, oh, huh.
He's the
look
most.
At you. I'm he, good dad now.
He is the like, most oh. easygoing guy, your husband. He really is very chill. Doesn't get, you know, flapped about much. So I can just see him going, yeah, well, that's, you know, it happens.
No one got hurt.
Misplace a child so, I mean, every once in a while.
Kind of stuff, that's the kind of stuff that people that they related remember. To and they're very kind. And so, yes, to answer your question, I've heard an awful lot from a lot of people. So,
but I think too, Carol, people have always been so welcoming to me, to you. They listen to us in the bathroom and at the supper table and having breakfast and in the car and in the bedroom. And I've just always felt like we're all a family, right? It's all family members. Some drive us a little crazier than others, but you still love them. And it's just been, and I've always thought too that Southeastern Wisconsin in particular was an interesting media market because people are so loyal.
Yes.
Right? People are really, really loyal. They like you,
Once they like you, they like you. And it takes an awful lot to turn them against you. And so far that hasn't happened. So far, Jane and I and you have been very lucky. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful. This is a wonderful community and people here are so kind and they're generous. And
well, look at some of the fundraisers that you and I have done over the decades.
Exactly.
And the generosity of people never failed to blow my mind. And at least in my opinion, it was never the fancy Lexus that was coming up and dropping off $500 worth of groceries. It was the crappy panel station wagon that's got a bunch of dings and dents in it. And they would just come and blow us away with their generosity.
There is something about this area. I had one charity say to me, do you realize that we have here in the state of Wisconsin, in southern Wisconsin particularly, there's a 98% of return, which I found fascinating. That was a fascinating statistic. Out of the 100% people who donate, 98% will fulfill their donation.
Oh, wow.
And he said, yeah, I thought that was a fascinating statistic. And I said, well, what is it in other places? He goes, in other places in the nation, we're lucky if we get 50%.
Wow.
They donate, they're drawn to donate, but they don't fulfill their donation. But that doesn't apply here in southeastern Wisconsin or in the state of Wisconsin. We have a 98% of return.
See, we don't
which
like,
is, that says it all.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We like to be generous.
Yes.
It's that's a great statistic. All right. Well, Carol Kane, we can't wait to have you starting end of September, Fridays. Carol will be here with Jane.
Yep.
I will not call you for babysitting. Jane has already made it abundantly clear that she's good with babies. And then as soon as they have a personality, she wants nothing to do with them.
Exactly. Send them to boarding school.
You know what? At the very last minute, if you need somebody, I will come down and help you. But always advocate for somebody different.
Somebody else first. All right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank
Can't wait
you
to get
so
you on the show. And that's about it for us today. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we will do it all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show. As always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.